Let's go ahead and fire this up.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, love listening to your show. I've never thought I'd be writing in, but here I am, LOL.
Okay, hi.
So I've been dating this great guy for a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny, sweet, yes. Overall really nice person.
All right, where's the but?
But.
Okay.
Recently, he revealed something about himself that has me questioning if this could be a red flag.
Okay.
He told me his big hobby is spending his nights searching for UFOs.
Oh, so that's his hobby.
He even has equipment for it, binoculars, cameras, what he calls tracking tools.
Okay.
At first, I thought it was kind of quirky, kind of endearing, but then he dropped the bomb. He says he's actually been abducted by aliens before.
Oh.
Why are you not hitting the music again?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. There you go. He wasn't joking either.
Okay.
He talked about it in detail.
Mm.
Like how they studied him.
Okay.
And how he felt afterwards.
Okay.
I didn't know what to say. I just kind of smiled and nodded. But inside, I was wondering if this is something I should be worried about. Like, is he crazy? He hasn't done anything else. That's alarming. He treats me well. But should I be concerned that this might be a sign of something bigger? Is this just like a harmless eccentricity?
Oh, wow. What a word.
Exactly. Could it mean something else? Would love to hear your thoughts.
Wow. Okay. So I don't have experience with this.
I don't either, but immediately, are you not thinking of the SNL sketch with
Kate McKinnon?
Kate McKinnon. With big fat eyes, little mouth. They just stared while I peed. I don't think I was dealing with the top brass.
Instruct you to urinate? Was that telepathically?
No. I woke up, I had to pee like a camel.
And the best one is when Ryan Gosling is on.
Ryan,
he says one of the all-time funniest.
Ryan Gosling, yes.
Because he can't keep it together.
That sketch.
Oh, that's immediately what popped into my head.
Yeah.
I know she's genuinely worried about this.
I was carried down gently in a cradle of light, placed into a soft bed of wildflowers.
Are we making fun of her boyfriend right now?
This is what I thought about. This is what immediately popped in my head. Like, when you think abducted by aliens, this is what
I mean. It's the McKinnon SNL sketch.
Yes, it is.
It was a joy, sir.
All right, well, now this missed me a little bit.
This whole thing, she's smoking a cigarette.
She's like, my experience is a little different.
She had
a great experience. It was just, yeah. Kate McKinnon, no.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, so what do we do here? He says that this actually happened.
Is he normal in every other facet?
That's what she says, yes. Like, this is the one thing that is...
That's weird.
This is not just, hey, I like to collect stickers or put together model airplanes.
I like
whatever,
to
like,
look
kind
for
of
UFOs now.
Right.
That's
but
my...
And even that is okay, but the whole, he went as far as to say, I have been to the mothership.
Yeah, like, that's a little bit odd, that's for sure.
I dropped down 7 feet on the roof of a Long John Silver's.
This is not right. Why are we doing this?
That's not helping.
We can't.
That's not helping me focus.
We can't sit there and make fun like this.
No, we cannot. We cannot. Do you have any more?
I started peeing and one of the gray aliens slapped the wall and pointed at the bowl. So I got the hint. I kind of ducked, walked over the bowl, peed in.
It's just making me wonder if she just made up all of that on the spot. I don't know.
Do you have a suggestion? 502-795-1997. You can, maybe you found out something equally as shocking and it worked out. Everything was fine.
I will say this about that though. If you go on YouTube, there are plenty of people that have stories like this. So I'm not going to completely discount it as bonkers crazy. However, it's not something you hear every day.
No.
It's not something you hear every day. But, no. But apparently, there are plenty of stories of people saying that this is...
These fancy cats are seeing God. Meanwhile, I'm starting phase two, which is me sitting on a stool while 40 gray aliens take turns.
We're assuming... We're just assuming.
I'm sorry. That's really our only frame of reference.
I have zero rate. That's it.
That's
it's Kate
it.
McKinnon. That's her
it's
experience.
It's just an SNL sketch. It's just one of the funniest ever in the history of the show.
All right. I don't know how far we go with this, but anyways, if he doesn't have any other like quirks, maybe you just ride it for a little while and
I kind of need her to stick around just to investigate further if he shares more. Because I'm kind of fascinated.
All right, 502-795-1997. Man, our show's been interesting today.
It has been a winding river.
Yeah,